Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk today to Erica Lundy-Wolfolk. She's beef specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and she's going to be helping to host a few events coming up here very soon at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. Erica, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you very much. We're getting to that point in the year where it's time to start talking about some strategy things, and that's kind of what we're doing here with a beef field day that's coming up here in the middle of September, and you've also got some fencing and grazing clinics for beef producers to be interested in as well. I think let's just start with the fencing and grazing clinics, because those are coming up first here. You've got a few different sessions coming up across the state, and one here on September 7th at the Iowa State University Armstrong Research Farm at the Wallace Learning Center. What will folks learn about?
Yes, so our fencing and grazing clinic is really kind of designed to offer cattlemen some different tips and tricks to kind of help them improve their grazing management. And so really this is kind of designed to be a hands-on, kind of some small group learning opportunities. And so some of the topics that we've built this program around have been things that we've actually heard from cattlemen that have questions about. So one of our main feature will be led by Gallagher, and that will be a session on demonstrating some of the new tools that are available in fencing. And so kind of some of those tips and tricks and different tools that are out there to really kind of help making that fencing, whether that's interior or permanent fencing, a little bit easier for cattlemen to kind of manage during their grazing program. Topics will be focused on kind of building some paddocks within your pastures. We get lots of questions about different grazing lease and contracts, and so we have a session that's dedicated to kind of some of the legal aspects of some of those things. And then we have a couple other sessions that are focused on some water quality, kind of the impact on performance and maybe some things to watch for when we should be testing water. And then our last session rounding out the day will be focused on kind of planning a grazing calendar around our grazing program throughout the year.
All right. Well, it looks like you're leaning on some specialists to come in and help out, too.
Yes, correct. Yes. So myself and Beth Reynolds with the Iowa Beef Center through Iowa State Extension on our beef team are kind of taking this on together. And so we've reached out to a lot of our experts across the state and different groups, not only from within Iowa State, but across the board as well, to kind of help bring in some of the real experts on some of these topics.
Now, you mentioned this will be a hands-on opportunity, so will these speakers all be here, or will any of this be virtual?
They will all be here in person, so our plan is to kind of break up into a couple different sessions and rotate through groups, really to kind of give our participants an opportunity to have a little bit more of, not necessarily one-on-one, but small group interaction with our speakers to really help them get the most out of it.
Sure. Is there a benefit to being able to host this at a research farm?
Yeah, well, we think that we're very fortunate here, just kind of based off of the setup that we have that's here at the Armstrong Research Farm. So most of it will be in the classroom setting, but we do have the opportunity. We'll sneak out back behind the Learning Center here at the Research Farm in Armstrong and have that fencing demonstration outdoors.
Sure. And this will be an all-day session?
Yes, that is correct. We'll start at 9 a.m. and wrap up by 4 p.m.
Okay.
So an all-day event, and we'll feed you lunch, and it's free thanks to lots of really great sponsors that are helping us pull this event off.
All right. So there really is a free lunch, huh?
Yes, there is.
Very good. All right. Well, opportunity for folks to get in on that. And again, the local session at the Wallace Learning Center at the Armstrong Research Farm at Lewis is coming up on September 7th. So, Erica, is there a deadline for folks to get to apply for that?
Ideally, we would like by this Friday. I believe that is the 2nd. But with Labor Day weekend in here, we'll accept them up until on Tuesday as well, with our event being on Wednesday the 7th.
Okay. So is there a limit that you can handle?
Yes. We're trying to cap it under 50 participants. So we've got a ways to go yet before we hit that. So I'd love if that would be the problem, but I'm not sure it's going to be yet.
Okay, very good. So all they have to do is just call or go online?
Yes, preferably RSVP to me directly. My cell phone number is 641-745-5902. And if you miss that, you can call into the local extension office and they'll be able to get you in touch with me as well.
Okay, very good. Well, it's every year is a challenging year on the farm, but this year has been so doggone dry. How has grazing been this year?
Yes. It's been much slower than normal. So definitely seeing some stress in some of the pastures that's going on. And of course, it's very hit or miss based off of location. Seems like you don't have to drive too far, and the neighbor's pasture might look better than yours because they've caught a couple more rains. It holds true year after year that the more days that we can spend grazing, whether that's on our regular pastures or looking at alternative forage, it definitely has an impact on our bottom line.
Yeah, so it definitely does. All right, September 7th again is the date for that fencing and grazing clinic session. So check that one out. Now, we also wanted to talk about a beef field day that the Armstrong Research Farm will be hosting, and that's coming up middle of the month on Friday, September 16th. And being at the demonstration farm gives you an opportunity to get out and, again, I guess get hands-on there too. What will happen that day?
Yes. So one of the main things we wanted to feature with our beef field day is some of the research that's been going on here. And so one of those topics that we'll touch on will be integrating some alternative forages, some of those annual forages into a grazing system. So we have some forage plots here that this is actually our fourth year that we've been doing it, looking at both warm season and cool season. So that's something we'll feature. And then another thing that we've did this year is working with integrating some field peas into the rotation of for the crops. And with those field peas, we actually fed them out to finishing cattle. And so we just concluded that research project here at the end of June. And so we're ready to kind of roll out some of those results and share that study with fellow cattlemen.
Okay. Now, the use of field peas. Now, will that be something that's a little different for folks to learn about?
Yes. Yep. So a little bit more of a unique topic here. And really the thought behind integrating field peas is just to kind of break up that traditional corn-soybean rotation. And so really kind of an opportunity to maybe take a year off from the corn or soybeans, which producers might not want to do now when our corn and bean prices look the way they do. But when we sat down and designed this study, our corn was much closer to $3.50 then than it currently is priced. And so it looked a little better to kind of change up the rotation and maybe try something new. With the thought process that you would use the field peas early in the spring and the summer months and get those harvested and then come in behind with a warm season to follow up with that could also be fed back to cattle.
Okay, very good. Well, I guess we could talk about some of the benefits and what have you of feeding it to the feedlot cattle, but you'd kind of like them to come and learn about that at the session, wouldn't you?
Yes, please. Yes. Join us in person and we'll give you all those details.
Very good. Just like the last session about grazing, you're also going to be leaning on a lot of folks with some knowledge here?
Yes, yep. So myself and Dr. Dan Loy on our beef extension team will be kind of talking about some of that research that we have going on. And then we've also asked Dr. Dan Thompson from the Animal Science Department and Dr. Lee Scholes from our Iowa State Econ Department to come in and talk a little bit about some different things. So Dr. Thompson, we've asked to talk about kind of preparing cattle for the feedlot. So what things do we need to be doing at the cow-calf level or the backgrounding level to really get those calves set up for success in the feed yard? And Dr. Scholes, we've asked to talk about kind of the beef market outlook going into 2023. So a couple great speakers that we think will really add value to the program.
Okay, very good. How have there been particular challenges this year, like we talked about with grazing? Have there been issues there, too, with the with raising beef outside of the grazing issues?
Yeah, there's always some type of an issue, it seems like. Something's working against us. So feed cost has been a big issue for cattlemen this year. And so hopefully Dr. Lee Scholes will give us kind of some insights into what those markets will continue to look like, whether that's from our feed input costs or our cattle and the beef market in general.
It wouldn't be farming without some sort of hurdle. It's different
that's
every
right,
year, but
exactly.
You can always guarantee there'll be something, it seems like.
Yeah.
Will this also be an all-day session?
No, this will just be kind of an afternoon session. So Corteva is our sponsor, and so they are providing our noon meal, which will be offered for free. So we'll start serving lunch at noon, and we'll start our program that will run from 12:30 to 3:30 on the 16th.
All right, and an opportunity for folks to, again, kind of get hands-on there, too, at the research farm. So you'll have an opportunity to look around a bit there, too. Pre-registration necessary?
Yes, please. Again, just kind of help us plan for meal planning, some other events. And that can be to me directly. My cell phone number is 641-745-5000. 5902.
Okay, and if you do have any questions, you can certainly contact the local extension office, and they can get you in touch with the right people to make sure that you do get registered and get the materials that you need. For either of these sessions, Erica, do folks need to bring anything along?
Maybe a pen. Hopefully we'll provide you with enough information that you want to take some notes on, some tips to take home and maybe improve your bottom line. But we're basically have everything ready. Just need you to attend and be ready to learn and have some good discussion with us.
All right. Very good. Well, again, those dates, September 7th at the Armstrong Research Farm, the Wallace Learning Center there at Lewis for the Fencing and Grazing Clinic here in this area. And again, that Beef Field Day coming up on Friday, September 16th. And again, at that same location at the Wallace Foundation Learning Center at the Armstrong Research Farm. And they'd love to have you pre-register for those events so they have a pretty good idea of what to expect that day. And hopefully you'll take away a lot of good knowledge and you'll get your belly full too with a free meal on each of those as well. So good stuff and a good opportunity for folks to learn a little bit more. Erica, thank you so much for the time here today. I hope you have great success with those sessions.
Thank you very much. Appreciate helping spread the word.